So you kids had a great meet up at North Platte on Thursday.
Yep, traveled North Platte, a 12-team invite, first big invite we've had, honestly, where we got to play singles and doubles. And so girls had a pretty good day. We finished second to Kearney. Kearney had 58 points. We had 49. They edged out Grand Island for 48 for third. But, no, I thought the girls had a super day and have played some competitive tennis. And three of our divisions, we went 3-0 on our pool, had opportunities to play for first, second, or third, and finished second in two of those and finished third in the other one. So just great matches. You know, our two doubles team was really stellar. I was really pleased with the way Maddie and Analia played. They went 3-0 and then lost to Kearney in the first championship crossover, I think 8-2, if I'm not mistaken. And they had a really good match with Hastings, a team that pummeled them pretty good in another invite earlier in the day. Or actually, it was like when we went to Kearney and played them on Tuesday. So they turned around and had a really good day and played well. Got beat 6-8, but closed the gap on those girls. That's a pretty competitive team. So, yeah, those girls played well. You know, I thought Abby Thompson had a super day. She went 3-0, breezed through her pool play. Played against Kearney and got beat 8-4. I think that was the closest match that Kearney played was to Abby. So that was a good thing for her. And then she played a really good girl from North Platte who changed her lineup around a little bit. That's one of their leaders, a senior player. And Abby was neck and neck with her, I think 4-3, and up going on and winning 8-3. So a great day for Abby to pick up a second place finish. And then our one doubles with Cassidy and Elizabeth had a really nice day as well. Had a really good win against a good Grand Island team. In the first match, I think they beat those girls 8-3, jumped on them really early, 5-0, and just kind of cruised through that match. Set up for a good match against Alliance, a team that was really scrappy and played well. Beat those girls, I think, 8-2, if I'm not mistaken, and then beat on Hershey pretty good. And then played a really good North Platte team. There's a team that has their 1 and 2 singles players. I don't know. They just switched their lineup a little bit. And played Abby and Abby. You know, we played those girls twice in the season, and we beat them 8-4 and 8-6. And so I thought that'd be a tough matchup. We were down 0-3, and they battled back and closed the gap and took the lead, and I think went into 8-4. So that was a great win for them. And they had to turn around and play a really good Lexington team, a team they'd just beaten in McCook, and we hosted those girls a week ago and beat them 8-6, and then we got they got the better of us on Thursday. We got beat 6-8, but once again, a great day. You know, the girls played well. And then, you know, can't leave out Abby Schneider playing the one position. She had a tough matchup. A girl from Grand Island is just a sophomore. Last year she got fourth at state. Solid player. Beat her 8-0. Kind of has a few issues with an ankle. Got beat by Alliance 8-2, which kind of was a head-scratcher to me because, you know, Abby's played her a couple times last year, and I don't think she ever lost to her. But it just wasn't one of her better days. But she did rebound nicely and came back and won her last three matches, and I went 3-2 on the day. So, you know, one singles is hard. That's just the toughest position in tennis. You know, that along with one double. So we've seen a lot of teams loading up on their one doubles teams, and so that happened a little bit on Thursday. Their one doubles teams were pretty solid too. So, you know, no slouch there. You know, Abby's done a great job, and real pleased with the way she competes. And she'll be ready. You know, next week's another opportunity to get on the courts and play some high-quality competition when we host Gothenburg on Monday, and then go to the Lincoln Christian duel and invite on next Friday, Saturday. So she'll see some solid opponents in Lincoln for sure.
And I'm sure at that Lincoln Christian event, you're going to see some of the Eastern schools.
Absolutely. That's why we go. You know, the coach is very gracious to us and knows we're traveling out, and she's going to make it worth her time. So we get that duel with them on Friday evening at 6 o'clock, and the weather looks like there's some rain down in Lincoln, so we'll see how it goes as we get closer to, you know, depart times. And then Saturday looks pretty good. I think we're going to get the meet in on Saturday. It's at Woods, so this is one of the reasons why we go there is because we've got three girls. We'll be taking eight, but we got five girls that have never played at Woods, and so it'll be great for them to be able to go in and just get used to the atmosphere and get used to the courts and get used to the surroundings, because we're going to be there in another month, basically, for state. So, yeah, we'll see some quality teams. Omaha Duchenne is going to be there. The new team this year is Scott Catholic, who I think has probably got to be one of the favorites to win Class B. Of course, Lincoln Christian, the host team, will be there. Pius is another team I think is going to be solid. They returned everybody from last year. Let's see, Omaha Brown, O'Talbot, Kearney Catholic will be there as well. I don't think we'll be in the same pool as them. And then I think Platteview is the other team. So, yeah, we're hoping to get four good duels. It's a team duel situation. We play 1-2 singles and 1-2-3 doubles, and they give us three courts. We play all of our matches on three courts, so we're all close together so the teams can support each other. It's kind of a fun atmosphere. But, yeah, we'll get five total duels for that weekend, and that'll be a great opportunity for our girls to do some bonding and do some things together. This is one overnight trip we have going into the state tournament, so we'll take advantage of it and do some things as a team and enjoy each other's company for the weekend.
And your JV kids, I believe they have an invite or something coming up?
Yeah, you're correct. Yep, Thursday they will send eight girls to Lexington. Once again, they'll do 1-2, I think they're doing 1-2 doubles and 1-2-3, I know, 1-2-3 doubles, 1-2 singles. So be like a varsity meet. They'll play round robin. It's going to be six game pro sets with no ad scoring. So they'll have, I think there's nine teams, they'll have eight matches that day. So they'll get a lot of work in, which will be great. And, yeah, it'll be fun to send eight girls to Lexington. Coach Bean's going to step in and take that day, and I can stay home with the team and do a little more practicing before we get on the road Friday and Saturday. So I appreciate her doing that. I'm excited to get those girls in Lexington to compete. Our JVs have had a really good season. You know, we went to Kearney and played, you know, that triangular with or the quad, I guess you call it the quad. We had Hastings, Adams Central, and Kearney Catholic, and I think our girls went 19-16 overall. So, they've done some really good things on the courts, and it's great just get these girls a match play experience because we got so many young girls and so many new girls coming out and trying to move up to the varsity level. So, yeah, it was a great week for the JVs as well, and looking forward to the Thursday sending them up to Lexington.
I know with all these meets and invites, it's kind of tough to get a lot of practice time in and challenge matches, but are you still trying to do that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, the varsity was gone Thursday. We had a practice Wednesday, and then Coach Bean took the girls on Thursday and did some more challenge work. We've got one more girl actually challenging to move up and down, and everybody else is done. So this is the longest I've ever gone where we've had this much movement. So it's great to see girls stepping up and taking advantage of the opportunities in front of them. And, we'll probably do another challenge week, maybe not this week, but the following week, and get some doubles challenges in as well. We just have had a lot of injuries. We've had some girls with some great issues, and we just haven't had a consistent doubles duo, you might say. They always seem to be sliding around because of different things going on. So it's just different. You know, it's just a different year this year. But, we're definitely going to get some more challenge work in. You know, we always talk about, you know, competition is what you need, and that's what's going to make you successful. So we try and do that every day in practice, and those challenge matches definitely help.
Just like the other spring sports, once you get started, it's fast and furious to the finish line.
Yeah, it is. You know, this week's, it's not, I think it's kind of a lighter. We can play at home on Monday against Gothenburg, then the JVs go Thursday, and then our varsity goes Friday, Saturday. But then the following week, we have, I think, three more meets that week. And so we've got a couple of weeks where it's going to be crazy and busy, and then we get into May, then it slows down a lot for us. We cut back to about 14 girls because our JVs just don't have any more matches left, and we're not going to keep them out for, you know, the month to just basically practice. You know, it's not a lot of fun. You know, you do sports, you want to compete. And so, yeah, it'll slow down for us, you know, at the end of April into May, where we'll have just two meets a week. But there'll be some big meets. You know, we're going to have some big ones coming up. But, yeah, we always try and find some really good competition at the end of the season, prep us going into the state tournament at the end of May.